Listen up, athletes. We're laying out a 20-week marathon training plan, and this is your highly effective, structured pathway to safely cross that 26.2-mile finish line. But before we log a single mile, we start with an honest fitness assessment. If you're stepping into this block, you should already be capable of running 3 to 4 miles continuously, at least 2 to 3 times a week. If you're starting from absolute zero, pause here. Complete a couch to 5 kilometer program first. Build that foundation. Once you're ready, run a maximum effort 5 kilometer time trial or a 12-minute Cooper test. That's your baseline. It's how we set realistic training paces and lock in your goal times. Now, most first-time marathoners finish between 4 hours 15 minutes and 5 hours 30 minutes. Instead of fixating on a single magic number, set a time range based on your longest training run pace. And establish non-time goals right alongside it. Negative splitting, mental resilience, consistency. Because success here hinges not on perfection, but on consistency, strategic progression, and a holistic approach that prioritizes recovery, strength, and environmental adaptation alongside your running. The core of this plan follows a gradual, sustainable progression. We start your weekly mileage at 15 to 20 miles, and we build it up to peak at 35 to 40 miles. But listen closely to the rule. Adhere strictly to the 10% limit. Never increase your weekly mileage by more than 10% from the previous week. Your body needs time to adapt. That's why every third or fourth week, we incorporate a step back week. We reduce the mileage intentionally to allow physiological adaptation and prevent overtraining. Most successful beginners will train 3 to 4 days per week, and we focus on 3 non-negotiable sessions. 1 long run. 1 quality workout, like a tempo or interval session. And 1 or 2 easy recovery runs to keep the miles turning without breaking the machine. When we execute that long run, we peak at 20 miles 3 weeks out from race day and pace it comfortably easy. I'm talking 45 to 90 seconds per mile slower than your goal marathon pace. This is where we build aerobic capacity, not burnout. Now, tempo runs targeting your lactate threshold are far more critical for marathon success than pure speed intervals. But running alone, it's insufficient. You need to get in the weight room. Strength training twice a week reduces your injury risk by up to 50%. Focus on the foundational movements: squats, single leg deadlifts, hip thrusters, lunges, and planks. Schedule these on the same days as your quality runs, but leave several hours between sessions so your nervous system can recover. Pair that with dedicated mobility work. Dynamic stretching before you run, static stretching after. Maintain joint health, prevent breakdown, keep the engine running smooth. Because nutrition and recovery are equally non-negotiable, marathon training demands 2,000 to 7,000 calories daily. You need carbohydrate intake ranging from 5 to 8 grams per kilogram of body weight and protein at 1.4 to 1.8 grams per kilogram. Fuel the work. Consume a full meal 3 to 4 hours before you step out the door, and refuel with carbs and protein within 45 minutes after you cross the finish line of a hard session. Hydration follows the same discipline. Drink roughly half your body weight in ounces of water daily, plus 4 to 8 ounces every 15 to 20 minutes during any run exceeding an hour. And sleep. Sleep is your ultimate recovery tool. Aim for 8 to 10 hours nightly. Because sleeping fewer than 8 hours increases your injury risk by 1.7 times, and it directly impairs glycogen storage and temperature regulation. You cannot outtrain poor recovery. Real-world logistics and climate demand strategic adaptation, so let's talk execution. If you're juggling a busy schedule, treat your key workouts like important meetings. Block out early mornings, lunch breaks, or Saturday mornings. Prepare your gear and nutrition the night before to eliminate decision fatigue when you're tired. And when life inevitably interrupts your training, listen carefully. Missing up to 7 or 10 consecutive days has minimal impact on your fitness. Do not attempt to make up lost miles by doubling workouts. that drastically increases injury risk. Instead, resume the plan exactly where you left off. Always prioritize your long run and quality workout over easy runs if time is tight. Now, if you're training in humid environments, we make specific adjustments. When the dew point exceeds 55 degrees Fahrenheit, reduce your pace by 5 to 10 seconds per mile. Above 65 degrees, expect to run 5 to 8% slower. Schedule those runs before 10 a.m. or after 2 p.m. to avoid peak heat. Slower paces in high humidity do not erase fitness gains. They simply reflect environmental stress. Adjust and adapt. Mental preparation is what sustains your motivation over 20 long weeks. Break the training block into weekly segments. Use visualization to rehearse overcoming fatigue at mile 20. Develop a short, personal mantra for those tough moments when your legs want to quit. Joining a running club provides accountability, shared climate experience, and crucial social support. Celebrate the non-time milestones. Consistent training weeks, completing your first 20-mile run, showing up when you don't want to. As race day approaches, we taper. Reduce your weekly mileage to 40 to 60% of your peak volume during the final week. Trust that your fitness is banked, not lost. Finalize your race day logistics, nutrition, transportation, supporter meetups. Ultimately, marathon success is built on disciplined consistency, intelligent recovery, and the flexibility to adapt to life and weather without abandoning the plan. Protect your long runs, fuel and sleep adequately, and trust the 20-week process to carry you across that finish line. Let's get to work.